Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is his message? What is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche? Today is Monday of the 18th week in ordinary time. Our first reading will be taken from the book of Numbers, chapter 11, verses 4 to 15. Our psalm for today is Psalm 81. Our gospel reading is Matthew's Gospel, chapter 14, verses 13 to 21. My brothers and sisters, the sons and daughters of Israel gave Moses a hard time in the wilderness, thus leading the people to the land of promise became a burden for Moses. The complaints and worries of the people revealed his vulnerability and weaknesses. But in the face of those challenges, Moses was tired, yes, but he returned to the Lord. Yes, the mission to be a father, mother, prime minister, president is not ours. Hence, we must learn to return to the Lord when we are tired of carrying the people, when we are tired of nursing our children, when we cannot provide for our families. Like Jesus on the cross, we must learn to commend our spirits to the Lord. Because as Psalm 35 verse 1 says, only the Lord can contend with those who contend with us, can contend with our opponents, and fight against those who fight us. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11, Jesus says, come to me, all you who are tired and weary, and I will give you rest. Our Lord Jesus will always look with pity upon us. Although he was mourning the death of John the Baptist, in today's Gospel reading, he, our Lord Jesus, was willing to step ashore for the good of the crowd. Yes, the Lord will surely step in to defend the defenseless. The psalmist of today says, the Lord's enemies would cringe at their feet, and their subjection would last forever. Therefore, my brother, my sister, if the Lord has given you our mission, if you have a vocation geared towards the betterment of the society or your family, you can be rest assured that the Lord, who is the way, the truth, and the life, would assist you. The prophet Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10 says, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will surely help you. I will uphold you with my right hand of righteousness. Thus, my brother, my sister, please, do not stop being a father. Do not stop being a husband. Do not stop being a wife. Do not stop being a priest. Do not stop being a leader. The Lord is your strength and shield. Now, return to the Lord in prayer. Kneel before him, prostrate before the Lord, and ask him to help you overcome those trials and temptations on your path. I tell you, the Lord in his infinite mercy will surely grant you the knowledge needed to overcome the challenges on your path. Trust God, and God will do it. May the Lord bless us this week, this day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.